going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
Well, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric, and I just can't unsee what I've just seen. What? I have to tell you that.
Well,
just when you just the
just
saying,
when you think it's safe, you watch what's over on the other side of the room.
Just the saying along where Matt says, "Do people like that exist back in the golden days?"
Mm-hmm. Olden days.
And then Paige says, "White perverts."
Yeah,
yes, it was a secret society.
I mean, do fetishes grow with time, or were they always there, and now these groups of people can just click up together?
Somebody had to discover them, right?
I don't know.
Fetish.
Like, who's the first caveman that says, "I'd not like boobies and butts. I like feet." I mean,
it was Cro-Magnon man, right?
Yeah. Why are they from Russia? The caveman, by the way.
Like feet.
I'd like feet and not like butt.
Does he do the Phil Hartman one? Fire bad.
Oh yeah,
so
caveman
you're
lawyer.
That a man would rather just pet your foot. Than
well, I mean,
else?
There's just what we're talking about. Just weird. Like, did those fetishes
that weird stuff that I saw over
exist?
There, not right.
Way back when.
Not with a child in there.
These breastfeeding videos get a little ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, the mom's completely naked feeding the kid, and she has to play with her, you know, other breast while the kid's eating.
But I think she's just priming it up for the next round. I do.
You don't ever grab a gallon of milk out of the fridge and start shaking it, do you?
You don't shake your milk before you pour it.
I suck the top of it,
actually. She's a porn star, and that's not really her baby.
Well, hang on now.
Hang on now.
But the kid's actually eating.
It's a wet nurse. What do you know?
Well, they all are. What about the one
they where are freaky.
She had to sneak it up on the kid while he's asleep? That's kind of dirty.
I wouldn't look at that here if I were
no,
you.
No, I would not.
Where, did you go to the library?
Hey, did you know that flying cars are a thing?
Yeah, they're called airplanes.
I heard they're going to be here by next year.
Yes. So the first mass-produced car will go on sale next year. But it's going to cost you, unfortunately. The base model of this flying car is $800,000. Just write a check if you still have it.
We already can't keep airplanes up.
Write a check.
We already losing signal in what was it, New Jersey? They had 4 plane crashes where they just lost them on the radar.
Yeah.
Also the same state where they had to shut down the I'm not just harping on New Jersey, but like we have a major problem with our airways and whatnot.
They can't find workers to be air traffic controllers.
Plus drones, all that crap, and now we're going to go up there. No, I'll stay right down here on the ground. Y'all Jetsons, enjoy it up there. I'm down here with I'm with Jack and the other people on the bottom of the Titanic.
You're like a Coach Madden. He didn't want to fly anywhere.
You know, right. I think if it gets you out of like a traffic jam.
Tough act to Nacton.
It's beautiful because I have had to go to the bathroom and I was stuck in a traffic jam.
Which is some sexy music?
What'd you have to do? Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Hang on. Don't you say another word, woman.
You said you were an air traffic controller?
No.
What were you? A steward?
I was stuck in traffic here.
Oh,
Okay.
I wouldn't be an air traffic controller.
Talk about bumper to bumper. It's hot outside.
Yeah, it's hot. Got the windows rolled down.
It's like, oh, I'm running out of gas. I got to turn the air off.
I'm on 85.
My bosom is
going maybe 5 miles per hour.
She's wearing a shirt that's only got one button hooked up. Just one. And
I'm just going to have to pull over.
Oh, what?
And do what? Do you have to go number one or two?
I'm not going number two on the side of 85.
Oh, just say it again.
You would go number one on the side of 85?
If I had to.
I have, actually. And 26,
instead
too.
Instead of suffering, I would have.
Yeah.
But, you know, I decided to sit and suffer.
Oh, you wanted to wallow in it. Hell yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Got to the point where I could barely breathe. I had to go so bad.
You ever sexually get turned on because you had to go to the bathroom so bad?
No.
Okay.
It's painful.
I don't know.
Although
I can imagine gay men do.
Although I'm sure if my neighbor has a camera across the way,
they pray for turtle heads.
He's watched me try to get in my door and almost pee my pants.
What? What's he doing? How does he know
is
you're about to?
Is that the one that offered the sexual comfort that day to you?
No, that was somebody else.
Probably.
Girl, I could tell you into me, too. Look at you. Sopping over there.
But I...
dog.
I had, like, where I... My other job. Sometimes I can't go to the bathroom.
Right.
And... Sometimes I should have gone. No.
I know.
No, customers, and you can't.
Sure.
You're like, hurry up. I got to pee. You can't say that.
No.
You can. I would have to.
And then I had to close the store, and by the time I got home, it might have been a problem. But I held it.
You can open up the door.
Yeah, you can.
I know. You have. You got to go.
But that's when you go one foot. Oh, please,
Lord. Well, it says when nature calls.
I know.
You got
it. Just hold it and let me get through the door. And then
I
just throw everything
down. You're
going to
blow your urethra out.
Run into the bathroom.
Isn't that what it's called?
It's relief.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm banned from the bathroom closest to the food court because it's too close to the food court. So I got to go to the other end of the mall.
Is that why all the fights happen around there? I want to know.
He kept going in the family one. And laying his leg up there where you're supposed to lay kids to that change their diapers. He was sprawled out there.
You got
to
get some leverage on it sometimes.
Did you walk by and fart on someone? Is that how a fight started? I don't know.
No, but when you do fart in that one, it echoes real loud because you're the only one in there. And it's like...
That's why you got to say, bro, what are you doing?
It sounds like a bell still ringing after you poop real
loud. He's on to something because I think people wait to go outside in the mall to have a bowel movement because it's so gross. I think they enjoy it. And then they don't want to... They're so proud of it, they never flush the toilet. What is wrong with people?
Somebody else is, they don't. And they that's don't. Why you got to have the automatic flushers.
They don't. They don't know how, or they don't care to. Or they're just so proud of it. They leave it for everybody to view. I don't know what's wrong with South Carolina, but I find that there's a problem here.
Don't hate on this state now.
No, okay.
Johnny
Greenville,
Carson.
Not South Carolina.
Just don't be hating on my town now.
Call the FOF
Greenville,
page.
South Carolina, people cannot flush the toilet.
Do you
I've seen it, number one, number two. They just leave it. Why can't you?
Well, that makes it sound like you're going around looking for it.
No, every time I go into a public bathroom.
She's a janitor at the mall, apparently.
No, I have to use the bathroom because I work in very public places.
Do you use it reverse cowgirl?
Never.
Seems like it'd be
easier. Only she's like having lunch at the same time. She puts her sushi on the back of the...
I mean, you're...
Literally her lunch when I say sushi.
You're onto something. That makes sense that you would do that, but... But you never want your back facing a door like that. You want to be facing forward because you never know who's going to come in.
I know some espionage people might come in here.
Yeah.
Do you remember the bit years ago where you sent dude to the mall to knock on stalls? I forgot what the story was. I think a politician got in trouble for that.
God, yes. The guy from New York.
I forgot who it was.
Yeah, it was. Was that Joey Diapers?
I think it was.
Yeah.
You sent him to the mall, but you had a plant. In one of the stalls.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was great. That other time, too, when we had the cop that went and arrested him, but the cop was on our side, and he was off duty and was just messing around and brought him back to the radio. God dang it.
It wasn't a plan taking a dump. It was a person.
No, it was a real person taking a dump that was on our side.
So when he tried to get favors from the plant, he thought he was going to die because the plant's a big plant.
Because the plant accepted his offering of favors. Yeah, God, what? I can't think of it. I see his name, or I see his face, the lawyer guy.
There is someone from North Carolina who's here and says in a text, I completely agree with Paige.
Of course
they're
going to.
All over South Carolina, way different than North Carolina.
Bull
they
crap.
They rarely ran across people that don't flush the toilet.
Ha ha! BS! I've been to Charlotte a bunch.
And they don't flush the toilet there either?
Certain parts of town, they don't.
The bus depot.
I know. When you get close to the Spectrum Center right there where the BK is, yeah. You rule.
If you don't have good parking, like, you're going to have to figure out a place to rest and take a whiz before you get in there. I know. It's really bad.
The smell in public bathrooms here. Oh,
do they flush in Indian Trail? I don't know.
They don't in India.
I don't know if you flush in Fort Mill. I'm calling you all out. Do you flush in York County?
What if you just bury it? Does that count?
And that's why they say, be a sweetie, flush and wipe the CD.
That's not how it says.
Yeah, it should.
I think the sign says, hey, sweetie, check out this meaty. And you've been looking at the wrong one.
I think it says sweaty. I think you've been misreading it. Be a sweaty, wipe the city.
Oh, and then someone else says, FYI, I don't agree with Paige.
That was me that sent that.
He texted me.
I love you, but you annoy me sometimes. I love you, but I love you. Okay, well, you don't love
Jared,
me.
Jared, thanks for listening this morning.
Pick a spicy one and read it.
A spicy one?
Pick a spicy anti-page
read one. Some of the breastfeeding ones.
No, I want to read this.
Yum, yum.
By the way, I think Fat Boy's the hottest one on the show.
Nutty, I appreciate it. Well.
He leans back in his chair, puts a leg up. Ooh.
Nutty must have a camera in here.
I was going to say, clearly you sent that one.
Yeah, I did.
P1 Bojangles has a camera in here.
I
just love a man in a red shirt and a black hat.
Hell yeah.
I don't know where this is going.
We got to pick a spy anti
the soldiers at Buckingham Palace.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, back to the story. That
we're done.
It's
hell with that story. Don't go to the
air
mall.
Car is the name of the car.
Air car. That's pretty good. Kind of.
Yeah. I forgot it was about flying cars. I thought it was talking about taking dumps in the mall.
We went from gas cars to water cars to electric cars, back to gas cars, now okay. to electric
but
cars,
now,
and now flying cars.
People in Georgia don't know how to flush the toilet either. So it's not just here.
Are you calling them out, Habersham County? Do you flush down there?
Please.
Tocoa, do you flush? You got a nice downtown, but do you flush?
You know, and if
Atlanta?
If the toilet,
if everyone in Atlanta flushed at the same time, oh God bless, that would like that would probably cause some kind of tsunami of doo doo. I would imagine.
That's the next movie, like Sharknado 3.
For the makers of Cocaine Bear comes Doo Doo Tsunami versus Godzilla.
Oh God!
Yeah.
You better cover your face.
Special appearance by Mothra.
Oh my God!
Oh, what if the Rock's in it? The Rock's got to fight a huge turd man.
Rock, you're doing the eyebrow again. That's not my eyebrow. That's a turd.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear,
and we might be on the air.
The Rise Guys air sack.
That big old sack, pickle it.
I love the way she says,
You'll like the way she says, Mail's in.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That is how you can email us and ask us things and feedback. Constructive criticize or just bring some straight up heat.
Oh, you want the heat? I don't want the heat.
I want the funk.
Funk is what you want. Okay.
All right. So I have to edit this. Edit this for radio purposes. The language.
Oh, it's a spicy one.
Fat Boy is blanking up what a simp really is. A simp is a dude who will do anything for a female, but the female isn't into him. Dude knows it, but he keeps doing things for her, hoping he will have a chance with her. But in reality, she's just using him because she can get the dude to do anything she already wants. And that comes from your friend and mine, the Grand Rico, Rico Dukes.
We're going to have a conversation because the way I understand it is the female's reciprocation or lack thereof has nothing to do with it. That the guy is going to exhibit the same behavior, whether she's into him or not.
So if she is into him, let's say they're married, like they're really married.
Yeah.
And they really love each other, but he's one of those that will go get her coffee before she wakes up or does he...
Oh, hell yeah.
Or leaves her notes around the house.
Gets
or
pumps her gas for her.
Yeah, that. Just like
runs
overkill.
Her bath water.
Oh, my God.
That's a nice guy.
If you're riding bitch and you get and you go, your wife goes to get gas, you don't get out and pump it for her?
I usually get the gas. I'm just saying, like,
you're such a chauvinist.
When you, I know. See, if you do too much of this stuff, you're setting back the lib.
Oh,
you can't
no,
let
you're
a woman
not.
Breathe.
I realized I never pumped my own gas when I was married. He always took care of me.
Paige would love a simp, I feel like.
I would love a gentleman.
But I trust Rico's. I mean, for reasons unbeknownst to me, I trust Rico's conclusion here.
That hurts. Rico, you're driving a wedge in the show.
A simp.
Right down the middle of
is
it.
Is a dude who will do anything for a female, but the female isn't into him. Dude knows it, but he'll keep doing things for her, hoping he'll have a chance with her. But in reality, she's just using him because she can get the dude to do anything she wants already.
Is he saying you're a simp?
So if it's
no, it was the conversation of what was a simp.
Oh.
Say the chick is into him. So he's not a simp, even though it's the same behavior, same actions?
I know. Is that like, what's the difference between her having his balls and her pocketbook? Like, what does that mean?
I mean, if you are a so-called simp and she's clearly taking advantage of you, then you need your cojones given back.
I didn't know you spoke Mexican.
Okay, huevos.
I'm not speaking American for once.
My frijoles.
Basketballs.
Hot plates.
Like, you know, if it's... I make a joke about it, but like, you know, getting something for your wife while you're up, that's cool. But like, if you're like way overkill on the stuff, you know, unexplained gifts here or there.
God.
You know, blowing up her ego when her friend's probably really right and you don't want to tell her that, you know.
Aww.
Kowtowing, some would call it, you know.
Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Simping. Okay, so really?
Simping ain't easy. I've seen the shirts.
Simping ain't easy.
So what's the line between a dickhead and a simp?
Women don't want the simp. They want the former.
What makes you think that?
Oh, like everything I've seen, you know.
You say you want a bad boy.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Like how far of a bad boy?
We talk about like double murders? Like
no.
Like, he's got humpteen mugshots?
He kicked a dog in the face.
No, if you touch a dog, I will. That's like a deal breaker. I'll hit you.
So you're talking about like a littering type of bad boy, maybe not paying attention.
I like them that they have their own life. They do their own thing.
I paid that.
they're not like calling me all the time and bugging the hell out of me.
So I can't tell where Paige is in her, like, you
Nobody
know,
knows where I am 24 hours a day. And that's a good thing.
I mean, like, in her sexual evolution at this point in her life.
There's like, no sexual evolution.
What are you evolving to?
I can't figure it out.
What do you want to figure out, fat boy?
I don't know if she wants another serious relationship or if she wants to, you know.
I don't think she has time for another one.
Not right now. Not till I graduate.
She wants to go out and slay it.
Not really. I don't know what I want.
I think because women know they can do that at any point. They could always just go out and slay it.
If I want to do, I can get laid every hour on the hour.
That's what I'm saying. Could you imagine that power as a woman?
I could just like any idiot out there.
You're like I dream a weenie.
I can just say yes. Meet me. I'll do it.
Do your nose. One's going to pop right out.
What is that power like? Like if you just wanted to wake up and say, you know what? I'm going to swallow every sword that swings today. And you could easily do it.
And the medieval games are in town.
But you don't do it.
You don't do it.
How do you not do it?
I haven't done it in 8 years.
What is that power just to not
use it? Wow. We were talking about how could we pose that question weeks ago, Fat Boy and I were like...
We could legally figure it out.
Legally, we didn't know how to ask you. We didn't have to.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for someone to love me.
That's such a woman answer. Don't you want to get stuck like a pin cushion?
I did get stuck like a pin cushion, and he lasted 2 seconds.
How many batteries a month do you go through?
None.
Oh, solar power. Got to watch out. It might be too hot going in.
Hydroelectric.
My gosh.
Hydroelectric from Paige.
And I've gone out with people that get jealous. I went out with this guy for a little bit, and he was like, oh, you're doing this. Well, generally when I'm doing that, it's with my girlfriends. I'm not with a guy.
Scissoring.
So here's my question. Is that guy being insecure, or is he testing it? Is he kind of throwing it out there to see how you'd respond?
You know,
like, does she like being controlled?
I don't have time for games. Either if you want to be there, be there. That's all I have to say. Like, I don't want to know what he's doing, if he's thinking about me, blah, blah. I don't care.
Do you think subconsciously that first time that you give your body to another man? I'm serious. That you're going to think that...
He's talking to you.
I'm drawing this from Sanford and Son, the great TV show. Where Fred often had a hard time, baby, dating Donna and the others because he felt as though Elizabeth would be looking down on him saying, Fred, how could you do
that? That is a good point because I did go out with someone. He's like, I don't want to be constantly compared to your ex-husband. He's not my ex. He's my... You know,
I never thought about that wording.
I know. Dude.
I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm not, you know, and I date.
Plus,
people.
Can we change the term widow? That just sounds.
Sounds like,
it
you know.
It sounds like they're a witch.
Sounds lethal.
And like a black widow.
And see.
Not like in skin color, but like, you know. Come on, man.
There was a time where I had to get rid of all his things, except a few things.
It's a superhero, too.
Because it was a trigger that made me feel sad.
Absolutely. I get that.
So I wouldn't really talk about him that much. And now it makes me laugh in the old times. It makes me feel good to talk about him. But when it just happened, I couldn't. It just was hard.
He should have asked if he was the first since. Because the first guy is going to get compared. But not anybody else the first.
You know, like, I'm not comparing. There'd be different people. I'm not, Chris used to do this, or we used to go to this restaurant.
It's been 8 years and 14 days.
It's not that sad, though.
Since you gave your love.
Oh, God,
to
that
me.
Song. Chris Cornell.
Just read another email about me singing too much.
I know. I love your singing. Keep singing.
The album comes out next week, Paige.
So good.
It's dropping on tunes.
I'd buy it. I'd be your first fan.
By the way, today's mail site brought to you by Paige's Underwire, the real support system of the show. Thank you, Paige.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You're welcome.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. Back Greenville. It's time to say, hey, famous people, born on the 20th of May, happy birthday.
Oh, suck it! That's a good double suck.
I'll take the left. It's our deal with Twix bars. He takes the right.
I don't know if you noticed this tune. This gentleman was, he blew up for a little bit, but now he's in shape again.
Brendan Fraser.
No, sir. This is a song called Dangerous.
Dangerous.
By a gentleman.
Kevin Federline.
Busta Rhymes.
Oh.
Close, though.
I was close.
Kevin Federline.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Busta Bus.
They have nothing in common.
Remember, he got fat for a little bit, and then he got in shape again. A lot of people enjoyed his turn in Halloween H2O.
Yeah.
Well, that was LL Cool J. He was in the next one where they were in the haunted house.
You can keep up.
You're on to nothing.
Are you talking about Rob Zombie or John Carpenter?
Who?
I don't know. John Carpenter. Remember, his sister, she threw up a lot and he sang songs.
This guy who just built bathrooms.
Who are we guessing?
Busta Rhymes.
Oh, that's right.
My co-pilot's a Jewish carpenter. I don't know if you knew that or not.
What do you say, Batman?
He tries to get you down on prices. Let's say, God bless, 53?
52.
He is exactly 53 damn years old today.
Look at me.
We'll keep it going for this gentleman because this was his walkout music during driver introductions. He's from Indiana. I believe he bought the Eldora Speedway. He used to drive for the Home Depot, number 20.
Tony Stewart.
Then they packed up Stewart Haas Racing and fired everybody.
So what did he buy, you said?
He bought a racetrack. I think the Eldora Speedway he bought.
Is that the one that he would go and use to practice on, and then finally he said, I'll just buy the damn thing?
I think it was. It's a dirt track, or it was.
That's I think that's great. It's like, you know what? Can I just buy this thing? That's like going to Golden Tee, going to Top Golf or whatever and saying, can I just buy this thing?
Yeah.
They would do a charity race there.
Right.
Old Tony.
Fat boy goes to bottom golf.
you golf on the front. You don't have to go upstairs, so ha-ha. There you go. You tee off on the bottom row.
Hey, you want to go out to bottom golf?
I can't go there, guys. I'm a bottom. Can't go.
I'm not a top golfer.
Seriously, though, Paige, how old is Busta Rhymes?
Oh, where were we last
Tony
time?
Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart. It's 50.
Are we going in order?
53 as well.
Always.
53.
Every effing day will be in order.
No, you go out of order.
You've added a different wrinkle we didn't have before. We have to guess who the person is and then their age.
Okay. Yep.
Well, I like it.
I'm going to help you on the next one. Actually, you'll know the next one. Tony Stewart's 54 years old.
Oh, I missed
one off.
This one you will not need help with because it's either one or two guesses.
Road Doggy.
It is Road Doggy's birthday.
Jesse James.
I was almost going to play, what's the name of the damn song?
Never Met Him. I would love to. Oh, the when he was.
The one Jeff Jarrett stole from him.
J-E-F-F-J-A-R-R-E-T. I met Billy Legs Gunn.
yeah, you did.
He was a very, very, we interviewed him too. Very, very nice guy. Never met Road Doggy.
Why was he called Legs?
It was me misspeaking at a wrestling thing. I was trying to say Billy Gunn's legs, and I said Billy Legs Guns.
Oh.
You know, me. Book me for a wrestling show. I'm walking in the door with a buzz.
Hey, Legs.
Let's say Road Doggy is 56.
I'll say 55.
He is 55 years old. She nailed it.
Nailed it, Paige. Paige loved Bullet Bob Armstrong.
Road Dog Jesse, dude. That's Brad's daddy. We're not talking about this old, you know, Kip Sopp from The Smoking Guns.
No.
Talk about his partner. Let's go with Timothy Oliphant.
Oh.
Been in a bunch of stuff.
And he,
Deadwood, Justified.
About to pull a page. Are you sure we're going in order?
He don't look like it, but he's getting up there.
57
years old.
I'm trying to whistle.
For old Timmy. You might be able to whistle to this one.
Mindy Cohn.
It is Mindy Cohn's
what?
Birthday.
What?
You nailed it.
Say it isn't so.
She was Natalie.
Do you know what my next guess was going to be?
Yeah.
Tootie.
Blale.
Blair.
Remember the cousin on there? She was deaf or something.
George Clooney was going to be the third guest.
She was on Blale Witch.
She was not on the Blale Witch Project, nor is she Blale Underwood.
Whale.
Blale Witch.
Mindy Cohn, who somehow still ends up in these little cameo reality shows. Like, people remember Natalie.
Those shows, man, they don't make them like they used to.
Well, they don't have girls' orphanages anymore, I don't think. Was that an orphanage or the Catholic school or something?
Was it a halfway house and they were really criminals?
No. I know it started off.
There was a school.
It was a spinoff from Different Strokes because the first season of, well, this song went on long, Facts of Life, Dana Plato went there as some old, like it was some kind of cadet school or something. You know, they'd send little boys off to cadet
school. Private school.
Yeah. So I think it was for rich kids. But then Joe was like, you know, just one of the guys kind of thing.
She sent the gooch to
she was on scholarship,
boarding school.
Maybe.
I'm going to say Mindy Cohn is a ripe old 62.
Okay, that sounds good.
I was a little surprised. She's a ripe old 59.
I thought she'd be a little older. Mrs. G is dead, right?
I think so.
She used to own the bar downtown.
Did they?
Mrs. G spot.
I think they tried to do it.
I never knew that.
Charlotte Ray's spot, yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get the theme song for this because it would have been just the same guest anyway.
Did you too?
I cooked in her kitchen as well. I don't mean that sexually.
Neither did I.
He was Balky on Perfect Strangers.
Give me the initials.
BP.
Bronson Pinchot.
It is Bronson Pinchot's birthday. He was also in Blow, I believe.
Sounds like an expensive liqueur. Mm-hmm. Give me your best Bronson Pinchot.
Bronson Pinchot, s'il vous plaît.
66.
67.
He is 66 years old today.
Look at you.
You know what's crazy is that guy, like, there's so much TV now that somebody like that in the future on today's television landscape will not be remembered. There's just, back then, again, you had three channels. If you were on a TV show on one of those three channels, you were famous for the rest of your life.
That was a filler show, too. So.
Yeah, and it really was. Freaking Cher.
Well, it is Cher's birthday.
I hope so. We're playing her.
It was not an anchor.
It was not, what's her son's name? The one that's a real bad off now?
Oh,
Elijah Blue.
Elijah Blue. Yeah. Why is he real bad off? He drugs.
TMZ keeps showing him.
It's like living on Skid Row or whatever.
Tent City and stuff in California. I'm like, dude, your mom is Cher. Like, what happened? Your daddy, you should live off your dad's money, if anything.
Looks just like him. He should go
just
around.
Just like his daddy.
Can they find somebody who looks like Dickie Betts and they can just tour together?
Mookie Betts.
Wow. Mookie and Elijah. Cher's boyfriend, I think, is like 34, 35 years
always,
old.
Always, yeah.
I thought he's like 28.
She's like Matthew McConaughey.
She's got two. We'll talk about the black guy.
I'm going to say, she's 60s.
She's beautiful.
70, 4, but I want to say higher.
Oh, I think she's... Is this a big one?
Not a big one.
79.
No way. Cher is 79 years old today.
No way.
She really is. I swear to God she is.
Well, I swear to whatever you believe. God, so that doesn't count. I mean, last time I saw her was on the SNL 50.
That was this year.
Yeah. But I mean, you just saw her sitting there. I'd seen her walking around. You know?
Happy heavenly birthday to Joe Cocker. Would have been 81 years old today. Belushi's impersonation was great.
God bless. Yes, it was.
The fat guy who plays Somewhere Over the Rainbow, he passed away. He would have been 67, I believe. 66.
The fat guy?
Is Israel Kamakawaka Wayoli.
He played for Clemson last year.
He did the, he had his ukulele Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Isn't that how you say Merry Christmas in Hawaii?
Mekulaka? I don't know.
Jeremy Stewart would have been 117.
Jeremy Stewart, every time a bell rings, that angel eats some wings.
Gas.
Eats his wings.
On hell.
Remember what he said in Spawn? Every time an angel farts, a demon gets his wings. Spawn the movie. That was John Leguizamo.
Spawn. You know, Spawn and Venom. Tough to remember which is which.
That
you
run was, into that? Oh, those Venom movies sucked.
Oh, my God.
Tom Hardy, he ain't that good.
Also, was the tongue a weapon, or was that just kind of his way of saying...
You got to draw the ladies in somehow, right?
Yeah, but in other words, like Doc Ock could throw his arms out and wrap you around the body. Could he, Spawn do that with his damn tongue? Or Venom?
That's not even the first memory of Doc Ock that comes to mind. Remember the guy that came to our party and got so pissed he didn't win?
Because he... Dude, that guy had a costume that you had to have 8 feet around him diameter so he wouldn't... His costume wouldn't fall apart.
He had to stand in one place.
Like, what are those things called that HVAC guys use?
Oh,
you know, those metal coils that are real thick. They use them for HVAC. I don't know. I'm not a tech guy.
I don't think I know what you're talking about there, man.
Heating.
Yeah, the...
Tubes.
Tubes, whatever.
Tubes!
Hey, guy. He looked like a 1950s robot, but he had like 8, you know, because he was Doc Ock.
Let me ask Wally, are they tubes? They're tubes. They're called tubes.
I remember he got mad at me because I said, which hands are you going to use when you go to the bathroom?
He couldn't mack on bitches because he's in one spot all night. You got to work
through
it.
But he could accidentally touch him and blame it on his lame arm.
Yeah.
He wouldn't feel it, though. You could just watch it jiggle from like 8 feet away.
True. You know what? I'd like to say this. I'm exhausted. I mean, it was fun, but it was fast paced.
It's tough when you get in here, get to talk, and get ADD and everything else is going on.
I know. I was diagnosed with some... Well, let's just say that little test said that. I'd like to administer it to one of you tomorrow.
It's going to cost you 50 cents.
Would you say you're on a spectrum?
It said that I was 20 points above... Yes, I'm on the spectrum.
He's on it. He's not like, you know, full-blown...
But I went into it knowing, you know. And also, you know, we got a lot of hate texts. I think they're probably like... You know, not mean-spirited per se, but it's like, you can't be half autistic. I'm not saying I am. I took that test and it said that I was. I just know certain things don't commute from my brain to my hands and my mouth. So, you know.
You got to, you don't have to foot, hand, to mouth or whatever the hell it is.
Hoof and mouth, horse and mane.
Horse and mane.
Foot and ass disorder.
What was it you put on your hair to make it grow longer?
Butter.
Foot and mouth
mane
disease.
Mane and tail.
Okay, whatever it is.
Gasoline.
Whatever.
Horse semen something. I can't remember what it was.
Tomorrow, you gross. A brand new Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery. And I know we're already late here, but I don't care. I've put too much effort into this. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, I got a conspiracy mystery that's going to mess with your head.
Oh, don't you scare me.
What if I told you that we're not living in the year 2025? How do you know that? Because Google and Apple tell you that? Who holds your calendar? I just told you. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.